hoping.
This is a small rural community, now with a deep hole at its heart.
Everybody knows everybody.
Unbelievable. Six people gone.
1 second. Hold on.
Can you tell us anything about the family?
Loving people. So much to say and no words.
The father was a football coach. His eldest son played for the amateur team. Hours before the family boarded flight MH17, their teenage daughter, Yinta, tweeted, "In an hour, I'm on a flight to Malaysia," just like any excited teenager might. On the high street, Dutch flags are flying at half-mast. A group of young guys are sitting around sipping beers on a scorching hot day outside the local cafe. They were all members of the same football club as the Wells' eldest son, Brett.
He wanted to stay at home at first place to go on vacation with his mates because he's already 18. And normally we are going separately from our parents when we are 16, 17 or 18 years old. But they had planned a big trip to Bali, once of a lifetime vacation when you were at a young age.
Frank told us the date, 17-7, is already embedded in the national psyche.
They say that 9-11 is the day that you won't forget what you were doing all day. And this is just the same day. In such a small community, this will always be a date that will be remembered.
Walking down the street where the Walls family lived, there's a W pinned to the wooden fence and a ripe pear tree outside their front door. We watch the silent, somber processions, quiet sobs, a shoulder squeeze, a subtle sign of support. Many didn't want to talk. This is a small conservative community. Some relatives have asked people not to speak to the media. While other cultures might regard the absence of a public outpouring of grief as a lack of empathy, this is a calm, reserved country dealing with this national catastrophe in its own way. And it's reflected in the measured response from the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, who's called for restraint until they can be sure of the facts. But the messages stuck to the mementos, carefully placed underneath the pear tree, tell the real story. There's a child's drawing of a rainbow and the words, "A thousand kisses." And underneath, a dozen white roses, a simple question that's on everyone's lips, from here in this quietly united village to the highest offices in the world. Why did this have to happen?